Obviously, we're in transition to a new administration. It seems like these cabinet choices have been coming out fast and furious, and kind of in that whole mix, EPA came out. Tell us about the choice and what we know about it.
Yeah, so a little bit of surprise, right? We don't always get the EPA so soon after the elections. Representative Lee Zeldin from Long Island, New York area is the EPA nominee. Obviously, a lot of folks, you talk about the USDA Ag Secretary, but we know the EPA head is one of the most important roles when it comes to implementation of the RFS. We talk about how they look at small refinery exemptions. So as we look at the track record of Mr. Zeldin, former Representative Zeldin, while he was in Congress, he did introduce a bill. He was one of the lead sponsors of a bill to actually repeal the RFS and another one that would have limited corn's ability to be in the RFS. Now, this was very early on, and a lot of, if we think back of some of those concerns that some of the Congress members had about RFS and how we were going to meet those goals. So, you know, there's always opportunities to make sure we educate him about the current situation and where biofuels fits into the fuel supply and the role that it can play in offsetting oil. But, you know, I think he would be probably in that camp of maybe more of an oil supporter. But I think, you know, we know oil companies also are in the biofuel space too. So opportunity to educate him more on that as well. You know, we look back at the last Trump administration, small refinery exemptions, SREs, as we like to call them. You know, people, they're back, and they will be probably back on the decision plate for this new EPA. Under the Biden administration, there were no small refinery exemptions approved. During the Trump administration, we did have some. Which, what does that mean? It means a little bit less demand, maybe, for it. It weakens the renewable volume obligations underneath the RFS. So we will see how that shakes out and what we can expect for the biofuels industry as we go forward from here.
In the current administration, we're still waiting for guidance on some of the tax considerations as it relates to renewables. How do you see that shaking out?
You know, I'd love to say that they might be able to push it out before they get out of town, but there's a lot of things on their plate that they're trying to push out. I don't know how high 45Z is on that list. So unfortunately, I don't think it's going to come out. We might see some safe harbor guidance from the Biden administration before they leave, which would basically kind of give some of that, okay, this is where things are, use this until we get a final implementation, and then be able to pass that baton on to the Trump administration. So maybe we see some safe harbor guidance out to help provide a little more certainty. You know, right now we're seeing some biodiesel producers who aren't buying feedstocks because they don't know the rules of the game come January 1. You know, I think with this new administration, they're going to want to put their own stamp on this too. Obviously a big domestic agenda from the Trump administration. This 45Z, it's called the Clean Fuel Production Tax. It's supposed to incentivize domestic feedstocks, fuels. So how they write that may be really beneficial for our feedstocks here, soy oil, being able to maybe put a tariff on used cooking oil that's coming in that could be used and be able to qualify for that tax credit that wouldn't be able to. So things we're going to be watching as we head into the new year.
From Trade Talk, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.